And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Business Radio X. We are broadcasting live from the 6th Annual Putting on the Pink Golf Tournament, Hamilton Mill Golf Club in Decatur. Mike and Amanda and the rest of the crew here with Business Radio X. And joining us is a couple of the golfers, Chris Spooner and Nick Spooner. And first of all, Chris, I'll start with you. How'd you hit them out there?
Well, initially we started the morning with the putting contest, so went 3 for 3 in the putting contest, won a 7-day, hopefully all-inclusive to Pebble Beach. Hope someone out there is listening.
Wow.
So, yeah, good start to the morning, and, you know, we hit them all right. We hope for a better score, but I don't think we're going to top the leaderboard today.
Well, after winning the putting contest, it's all downhill from there, right?
That's what I told my team. I said, I'm going to check out, guys. I need you guys to carry the tee from here.
How about you, Nick? How'd you hit them?
You know, it started off really good. Striped one down the middle. I think I got a couple closest to the pin action. But I'm just praying my brother invites me when he gets, you know, the 7-day trip to Birmingham, Alabama, so that, you know, we can have a great, you know, beautiful trip to, you know, one of the pride lands of the United States. So.
There you go. How important was it for you guys to be out here today? I mean, obviously a great cause. You're having a good time, but you're also helping raise money for a great cause.
Yeah, so our dad's worked for RICO for 25, 30 years. I started playing in the tournament, I think, in the first annual one and have continued the tradition since. So we've always had a Spooner team out here. It's one of the best golf tournaments I've been in throughout my life and appreciative of what RICO has done with this tournament and for a great cause.
I know the 3 years that we've been involved, Business Radio X, with this tournament, I think it's been out here at Hamilton Mill every time. I don't know if it's been here from the beginning, but talk about the course today. And Nick, what do you have to do to be successful out here at Hamilton Mill?
Yeah, we had a great time. I mean, we grew up in the area, so we've played the course many times. But it's a combination, especially, you know, the tees changed today with moving up to a lot of the white tees, which typically isn't where we're playing from, but we had a great time just trying to hit as far as we could, let someone put it down the middle, which is typically my brother, and then me and some of the other guys try to blast it as far as we can, trying not to, you know, demolish as many houses as possible.
And it looks like you guys have had a really good time. I mean, it's not all about just winning. You said you might not be at the top of the leaderboard, but you had a good time.
We're up there top three, top four, so we don't want to, you know, diminish some of the results we had today, but you know, if we're not going to win, you know, the overall prizes, at least we're going to try to drink as many beers as possible.
You said there's been a Spooner team in the tournament every year. Your dad was a longtime person with RICO. What do you guys do when you're not playing golf?
We just about play golf about, twice a week. Football, watch college football on Saturdays. We have a big Georgia-Tennessee rivalry in the family, so if we're not yelling at the TV, we're probably yelling at each other on the golf course.
And if not that, we're parenting. I've got two, soon to be three, young daughters, and he's got one young daughter himself. So we're definitely girl dads.
You joked before we went on the air that RICO put you guys through college. Who's going to put your kids through college? I mean, playing golf and watching football all the time, I'm not sure if that's going to cut it.
Yeah, I mean, our dad and our mom definitely helped, you know, us, you know, facilitate our education. So we're praying they help facilitate their grandchildren.
Yeah, we both our parents were in sales growing up. So we are both in sales in the IT industry. And so their work ethic has passed on to us. And so we're hoping we can do the same for our children.
So you do something besides play golf and watch football.
Don't tell our managers. We won't pass this interview on to them.
But. Just on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Chris, I take it you went to Georgia?
I did. I wasn't smart enough to go to Georgia. I was a go-to-class type of kid, but I got my dad's, my dad's smarts on that end. The mother was the smarter one of the two, and my brother got that trait. So
and Nick went to Tennessee.
I went to Tennessee. Yes.
You want to talk about the football team of Tennessee, or you want to talk
about
that? I would love to talk about the basketball and baseball team and everything else we've got going on.
Just
but the football team is, hopefully improving because it can't get much worse from last year.
Yeah, Nick is actually the curse of Tennessee. Ever since he went there in 2009, the football school has really gone downhill. But the Dogs are propelling. Possibly a national championship this year, so we're looking forward to it.
I'd like to provide a current, you know, breaking news right here. We did tie for second, so there's still three groups out there, so it's not breaking yet. But
up to our caliber, we are first place athletes. We try to win every year, and so second place we'll accept. But we weren't the best out there today.
I mean, if there's still some groups on the course, you could get bumped down before it's all done with.
Hey, you know, they call it pencil wimping for a reason. So we try to come in early, honest, and that's all we can do.
We're honorable.
Thanks for stopping by. Glad you had a good time for a great cause, and keep hitting them well at the next tournament. We'll see you at the 7th annual Putting on the Pink.
Look forward to it. Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it.
Got to keep that Spooner team intact for another year.
We'll be back.
Keep that thing going. All right, and we'll have more interviews here on Business Radio X. Stay with us.